invece sarà dal vivo allo Yellow Bar questa sera a Roma, Laish, questo progetto guidato da Daniel Green, artista ormai di base a Londra, suppongo, comunque nato nello Yorkshire. Ora ci ascoltiamo un brano dal suo album Theme Elastic, uscito proprio in questo 2018, ma avremo anche poi il piacere di ascoltarlo live con un paio di pezzi qui su Radio Città Aperta. Eccola qui, Theme Elastic, lui è Laish.
An elastic band around my waist, and it stretches me back to that place. Time elastic, a trauma fenced by dogs with teeth and men with guns. I'm found announcing my grief to ears hungry and riven by their own elastic. Time elastic, 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 time. And suddenly I'm not here anymore. The pain is something I abhor. The fearsome animal and his claw have wrestled. And yanks me back, I'm there again.
Time Elastic, questo è il progetto di Lash, di questo artista inglese chiamato Daniel Green, che io ho il piacere di avere qui nei nostri studi. Hi Daniel, and welcome on Radio Città Aperta. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Perfect. We had a little bit little problem with our microphone, but it is okay now. So, Laish is here for show. Is next gig that will be tonight in Rome. Tonight you will play Yellow Bar. Yesterday you play in Sora, if I remember well.
Yesterday we played in Latina.
In Latina.
Sottoscala.
Yeah, Sottoscala. And so poi continuerà nei prossimi giorni, domani a Perugia, poi a Livorno e poi a Santa Margherita. So you are playing in different places in Italy. How are going these shows?
Well, it's been an absolutely fantastic tour so far. Yeah, it's been really amazing. It's been an absolute joy to go and visit some of these smaller places in Italy. You know, not the big towns like Milan. It's okay, we're in Rome today, but often some many smaller, very quaint, interesting places.
Yeah.
And the shows have been amazing. We've had almost all of them have sold out. They've been people jammed in, everyone is up on the tables like clapping and singing, and it's, you know, I've never seen anything like it for our shows. It's been a real joy for us.
Yeah.
So yeah, really happy.
Sostanzialmente lui sta suonando in tour visitando principalmente piccoli centri, e la cosa è bellissima perché ha registrato tutti i sold out, ma poi soprattutto c'è la partecipazione del pubblico, chi è salito addirittura sul tavolo, chi a battere le mani, insomma una grande festa. I think that sometimes in the little places, in the little cities, in the little countries, the people is more interested about music than you know, the big cities that maybe there are more clubs, more situation where you can listen music. Probably in the small center there is only one club or two, and so the people that is interested about some music go, and it's very happy to listen something live.
I think you're right. Yes, and I think people really appreciate.
Yeah,
and they come and when we're playing quietly, they sit and listen, and then when we want them to get involved and, you know, sing with us or, you know, clap along, and they're very responsive.
Yeah,
you know?
E dice appunto che poi è un pubblico rispettoso, nel senso quando ci sono dei brani un po' più tranquilli, più lenti, sta silenzioso, ascolta, e quando c'è invece qualcosa di più vivace, ecco, partecipa anche, come dicevamo prima, battendo le mani magari, essendo dinamici proprio e non passivi. So, is it your first album? Is it correct?
Yes, number four. Yeah.
Number four, yeah. Il quarto album, un disco che sta tra l'altro ricevendo ottimi consensi, meritati, perché è veramente un ottimo progetto. E abbiamo già ascoltato una traccia, che è la title track, Time Elastic. I think that this new album is very beautiful, well arranged, played very well. I think I've seen that there are many, I can say, many journalists that have appreciated your album. They have written very well about this new stuff. What do you think about it? Because this is your first. Do you think that this new album is the album of maturity for you, or no?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've had really positive reviews in like Rolling Stone and the Line of Best Fit, and
I see that BBC has played your music.
BBC has played a lot on, especially on Six Music, which is like the sort of dedicated music channel. And I think for me with this album, I wanted to really focus on the lyrics a lot. So I spent a lot of time, you know, every line I was really thinking about very carefully, and I wanted there to be a sort of, not like a, it's not a concept album, I think, but it's, there is a thread that runs through it, exploring, you know, this idea of time and our relationship to time and our memory and how these sort of beautiful or painful events shape us as people. And I think people are responding to this, you know, because it's, yeah, it's, even though it's a very personal album for me, I hope that it has a more sort of universal appeal.
Dunque, un disco questo qui, io chiedevo, per te è un disco della maturità? Lui dice sicuramente lo è, ma in questo disco soprattutto si è concentrato sui testi, dove veramente ha lavorato di fino su ogni singola frase, su ogni singolo verso, sviscerando il tema. Non è un concept, però si tratta del tema del tempo che scorre, del tempo che ci regala dei bei momenti, ma anche dei momenti più spaventosi. Insomma, è questo tempo che va via e che magari lascia anche dei segni, e quindi viene messo su disco questa riflessione, e devo dire riesce molto bene. Tonight at the Yellow Bar, mm-hmm, you will play with a band.
Yeah, yes.
In all this tour, are you playing with band or?
Yes, yeah. The whole tour has been with the full band, with Felix on drums, Matt on bass and Tom on keyboards, and I'm playing electric guitar and a bit of acoustic guitar, so it's like a full, yeah, it's a full band.
Quindi sono in quattro, ora non ricordo i nomi degli altri, comunque chitarra, basso, batteria e there's a keyboard, no,
yes,
yeah, and one keyboard and una tastiera. Lash is your own project, we can say this or not, or is a band?
I mean, I think it's something that has been my project for about maybe 10 or 11 years now. And at the moment, for the last couple of years, we've been with this same band, you know? Mm. So it's and obviously the more we tour and we play shows together, the more it feels like it's our project, you know?
Ok, quindi diciamo il progetto Lash nasce come progetto solista e lo è stato per 10-11 anni, però ormai da un paio d'anni si suona sempre con la stessa formazione e molto probabilmente adesso la si può iniziare a considerare una band. So these new songs... So you said that you have written the lyrics on the thread about the time that goes. About music, did you write all the songs, or did you write the songs with the other musicians together? About music.
I would say that I wrote most of the music as well, but the process in the studio is always collaborative,
yeah,
you know, so there's always a sense of people bring ideas and each musician brings their own flavor. Like I didn't play all of the music, but I think I wrote the majority of it, but every musician who plays their part brings something, you know, and they have ideas and they have suggestions, and yeah, so I'm not someone who has 100% control like this, yeah, you know?
Ok, quindi sì, è un lavoro dove lui ha portato delle idee, però poi le si sono sviluppate in una maniera molto collaborativa, quindi ogni strumento e ogni musicista ha portato avanti poi le proprie idee, inserendole, incastrandole, quindi lui non si pone come il leader che comanda al 100%, ma c'è invece un'apertura, e quindi nello scrivere bene. And I want to say that it's well arranged in some way.
Thank you, yeah. I think I should... give a lot of credit to Tim Bidwell, who produced the album with me, and you know, he it was very much collaboration with him as well, and you know, he really helped with the arrangements and helped make it sound sweet, you know.
Quindi ho apprezzato molto l'arrangiamento di questo lavoro e lui dà il merito, oltre insomma a sé, ma anche a parecchio al suo produttore, al produttore del disco, Tim Bidwell. Is it correct, the surname?
Yeah, Tim Bidwell.
Bidwell. David Lash è qui con una sua chitarra acustica, ci propone anche due brani che non saranno dal vivo così, perché stasera invece sarà con band, come abbiamo detto, però noi ce lo gustiamo adesso qui in diretta in acustico. So, which song are you going to play?
So I was going to play you two songs. So first,
no, only one, and then we'll do another
another from the album,
another interview. No, and then another.
I see. Okay, got you. So I'll play a song called University.
University per Leish live qui a Radio Città Aperta.
Young man, desperate to go. I was a young man, better I should have known. I was 18, I was weak at the knees. I was 18 and so eager to please. I was a young man with raging desire. I was a young man, I was really on fire. I was 18, oh, I didn't care. 'Cause I was 18 with very long hair. And where the hair is long, the will is strong. I've been to university, I've been to university, I've been to university, been to university. I wasn't able to cope on my own, 'cause I was drunk and oh, I was stoned. I was making the classic mistake, and I was drinking for drinking's sake. But I was free, got my degree. I've been to university, I've been to university, I've been to university, I've been to university. Oh, when the time comes, will I ever get a job? No. I've been to university, I've been to university, I've been to university, oh, I've been to university, I've been to university, oh, I've been to university.
E questa è la musica di Leish qui dal vivo nei nostri studi. Io sto cercando anche di fare una diretta Facebook per goderci anche un po' questo live nei nostri studi, anche video. Poi stiamo lavorando anche per quel che riguarda le telecamere, quanto prima arriveranno le abbiamo belle installate, quindi ci siamo quasi. Ricordo che questa sera Leish sarà dal vivo in quel dello Yellow Bar a Roma, tra l'altro è un posto molto bello. So, did you check Yellow Bar before to come here or no?
Yeah, I did. I stopped in on the way. Yeah. And it looks really cool.
Yeah. A lot of people that came from different countries that stay together, and I think that it's a beautiful atmosphere inside.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a crazy one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, yeah, I think it's going to be one of those sort of, you know, fun, crazy nights tonight.
Yeah, dice sì, assolutamente, perché questo Yellow Bar è un locale vicino tra scusate, vicino Termini, tra l'altro un luogo dove vanno parecchi turisti, anche perché lì c'è un ostello ben curato e c'è un'atmosfera di vivace, dinamica, e sicuramente sarà una bella festa questa sera, divertente e anche di carattere internazionale. So I know that it's not your first time in Rome as a musician.
No, I've played here a few times. I've played at the Black Market.
Yeah.
And somewhere, a couple of other places that I can't remember the name of. But yeah, I think maybe this is my maybe fifth or sixth time in Rome.
Quindi questa è la quinta o la sesta volta a Roma, suonato in vari luoghi in passato, tra cui ricorda il Black Market, e quindi ecco, non è una novità suonare qui in città, ricordiamo, con la band. So, I'm curious to know where you were born and where you're living now in England. So
I was born in the north of England, in a place called Wakefield, which is in West Yorkshire. So it's near Leeds, if that's kind of a big town.
Quindi un piccolo centro vicino Leeds, nel nord dello Yorkshire. E now you're living in London?
So now I live in London, yeah, in South London, yeah.
Ok, al sud di Londra, attualmente vive. What is your relationship with London?
Well, I have a pretty good relationship with London, I think. At the moment I'm really enjoying living there. I find that there is always something interesting to do all the time. So you cannot get bored in London. The only thing is sometimes it's overwhelming how much there is to do because there's so much. So sometimes you need to stay home and, you know, relax. But I find it very exciting and inspiring. You know, it's an inspiring place to be.
Quindi David dice che lui si trova molto bene a Londra, ha un buon rapporto con la città, è fonte di ispirazione, c'è tanto da fare, talvolta fin troppo da fare, tanti concerti, tanti club, tanti luoghi, allora quasi c'è una reazione a volersene stare qualche volta tranquilli a casa e godersi, relax, comunque Londra è Londra e quindi ecco, è una città che ispira. In some way London has inspired you for this album or no?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think so. In many ways, I think, and interestingly, I made the album in Brighton, which is where I lived before I lived in London. So I went back to Brighton and, you know, hung out with many of my old friends, and a lot of those friends ended up playing on the album. So there was a sort of interesting relationship with, again, with the time thing. It's like I was going forward in time, but then coming back to Brighton and making this album, and yeah. So I my Brighton is like my second home as well, you know.
Questo è un disco che ha sicuramente molta Londra al suo interno, c'è anche qualcosa di Brighton dove ha vissuto in precedenza, tra l'altro ecco, vi è tornato di recente anche per così visitare il posto, incontrare delle persone, anche dei musicisti, e ancora di più si è fatto forte il concetto di tempo che è passato, ma tempo anche che ritorna, questo vivere il tempo che sicuramente è un qualcosa di importante proprio nelle tematiche, come dicevamo prima, del lavoro di David. Allora, ci andiamo ad ascoltare qualcos'altro dal vivo qui a Radio Città Aperta per quel che riguarda la musica di questo artista. Ripeto, il progetto è Lash, stasera dal vivo con band saranno in quattro, invece qui a Radio Città Aperta c'è solo David e ce lo gustiamo insieme. Which song are you going to play now?
I'll play the first song from the new album. It's called Sand is Shifting.
Sand is Shifting per Leish qui su RCA.
Your story only now begins to open up to me. I was happy to be sure of an unseen mystery. You're wild as a cheetah, a whale in the sea, and all at once the sand is shifting. I wonder if I see you truly as you are. Are my eyes a prism? my words a scar. I wonder if I've managed to be present as you are. And all at once, the sand is shifting. I thought I was invincible. I thought I was a flame, the strongest Roman candle, but a little spit and finger and it goes dark again. What would it mean to linger your eye upon another and curiously wander a night between the covers? What would it do to love? Love, surely it would smother. And all at once, the sand is shifting. You could snuff me out so easy, your little candle flame. One night with a stranger, it's the end of the game. We know that love is endless when no one is to blame. And all at once, the sand is shifting. I thought I was invincible. I thought I was a flame, the strongest Roman candle, but a little spit and finger and it goes dark again. A little spit and finger and it goes dark. Stone is only sand and crystal, water and air. Building love is like building houses out of your hair. In war and in love, don't ever ask what's fair. And all at once, sand is shifting. And all at once, sand is shifting. And all at once, the sand is shifting. And all at once, and all at once, I thought I was invincible. I thought I was a flame, the strongest Roman candle, but a little spit and finger and it goes dark again.
E questa è la musica di Leish, un bellissimo regalo, una bellissima musica che abbiamo ascoltato qui dal vivo in acustico. E, sono curioso di sapere, when you start to play, to rhythm your music, you start with the acoustic guitar or with the electric guitar? Or with piano, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of the songs have been written on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But then when I play live, I'm normally playing electric guitar.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Quindi la maggior parte dei pezzi nascono con chitarra acustica, come è avvenuto oggi, però poi dal vivo utilizza la chitarra elettrica, e quindi ci sono due aspetti. On live, for example, tonight you will play something more sweet on acoustic guitar, or no?
So normally with the band, I'm playing electric, and it's, you know, it's more like full sound of the drums, and you know, it's louder. But it's always nice to play one or two with the acoustic, just to give people's ears a rest, you know.
Quindi suona principalmente con la band, però due pezzi magari in acustico ci scattano sempre, quindi può essere che questa sera li proporrà dal vivo. Allora, io voglio ricordare anche i prossimi appuntamenti dal vivo di David dei Lash. Dunque, stasera allo Yellow Bar, domani al Marla di Perugia, il 23 all'Ex Aurora di Livorno e poi all'Arci Orchidea di Santa Margherita Ligure, suppongo, quindi in Liguria. So, you're going to finish this Italian tour, so are you going to play in another countries, or you will come back in England?
Yeah, we have two more shows in France as okay. well on the way back. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Quindi hanno poi altri due show in Francia. Tra l'altro, il disco esce proprio con un'etichetta francese di Bordeaux, la Talitrent. So your record company is from France.
Yeah, they're based in Bordeaux. Yeah, and. Yeah, the guy who runs it is called Sean, and he's wonderful. He's great. So yeah, he's been very supportive.
Yes, yeah. And they have a very a good list of artists inside the record company. Yeah. Piano Magic, I remember, for example.
Oh, me too. I love that early stuff.
Yeah. Infatti, ricordiamo che ci sono vari nomi. Liutro anche, che è un gruppo russo che a me piace assai. Parallelo e Motorama, che incide per tali tre. E quindi, un connubio franco-inglese in questo caso. Ecco, non ci si odia, ma anche talvolta si va assolutamente d'accordo. So, you said that, this is my last question, you said that Lash now probably is a band that is not only your own project, but the cover of your album show only you.
Mm-hmm.
Why this decision?
I guess it must be my enormous ego.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I think... you know, I suppose, you know, I wrote the songs, I wrote the lyrics. Yeah. It's a very personal album. And, you know, I did a session of photography with a friend of mine. And, we did many shots with these like beautiful scenery with the leaves and this autumnal scenery. So we decided to use this for the album cover. Yeah.
Dice scherzando che fa parte del suo enorme ego, però poi dall'altra aveva fatto una serie di scatti. Poi c'era questa immagine quasi autunnale con le foglie, ci stava benissimo e rappresenta anche lo spirito del disco, e via, si è scelto così. Quindi stasera dal vivo allo Yellow Bar e poi a seguire gli altri appuntamenti di Lash, veramente un piacere averlo avuto ospite qui. Ricordo che tra un po' ci sarà anche il podcast del live e dell'intervista che troverete sul sito di Radio Città Aperta. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Do you want to invite our listeners tonight and in the
next gigs? Better come down to the Yellow Bar tonight. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Come on down. We are waiting for you.
Sarà bellissimo, sarà un ottimo concerto e ci sarà un'atmosfera veramente dinamica, mettiamola in questo modo. Ok, grazie per essere stato con noi. Ed ecco qui, siamo quasi in chiusura, noi ci ascoltiamo Tresk.